Köln Campus.
Boah, ja, Osane hier, ne? Bei diesem Swimmingpool hier, ne? Guck mal, ich glaube, man kann da sogar aufs Dach drauf gehen. Warte hier. Guck mal, da sind die einzelnen Buchstaben. Warte. Ah. Guck mal, ich habe gerade das L von dem Swimmingpool weggetreten, Alter. Da steht jetzt Swimmingpool einfach. dieses Spiel.
Es ist Comedy Gold. Gold Sim 3 ist so eine schöne Zeitverschwendung. Schau mal, ich habe diesem NPC namens Sven beim Bau dieser Möbel geholfen und wie sich herausstellt, ist es ein Portal.
Apropos, ne? Also ich habe genau so ein IKEA-Regal gestern geholt.
Ja, klar. Du hast mich nicht nur für eine Runde Gold Sim 3 eingeladen. Du brauchst Hilfe beim Aufbau, richtig?
Ist das denn also ein Ja?
Okay. Und jetzt noch die letzte Schraube. So, und fertig.
Wow! Was ist das?
Kacke! Es ist ja wirklich ein Portal!
Okay, das war krass.
Oh, aber sowas von...
Warte mal, wo sind wir hier eigentlich gelandet?
Das sieht mir sehr nach Santiago's und Williams noblem Anwesen aus. Du weißt schon, die beiden Entwickler von Coffee Stain North, das Studio, das verantwortlich ist für den Goat Simulator 3.
Natürlich weiß ich das. Mensch, wie lange ist das her? Santi haben wir ja das letzte Mal gesehen, als wir beim Ziegen-Yoga waren. Doch dann sind die Ziegen ausgerastet. Mann... Das war brutal.
Hey, komm wieder zu dir. Pass auf, ich habe eine Idee. Jetzt, wo wir eh schon hier sind, lass uns doch einfach mit den beiden ein bisschen schnacken.
Ja, und worüber?
Na, über den Goat Sim 3.
Und wie stellst du dir das vor? Wir können nicht einfach so an Santis und Williams Tür klingeln.
Hey, Santi! Krasser Vorgarten. Die vergoldeten Heckenskulpturen sind echt charmant. Sag mal, wir hatten ja mit dem Goat Sim 3 wirklich viel zu lachen. Die vielen Anspielungen und so. Ehrlich, was ist euer Geheimrezept für die Comedy?
Sometimes just putting a goat in a weird, or it doesn't have to be a weird situation, but a normal situation can create a lot of fun.
We make fun of things that we love. And I think that's the core thing here.
We do want to get like everybody's ideas and feedback, and I guess that's why there is so many different references. And I think that's like kind of the charm with Goat Simulator 3 and Goat Simulator in general, that there's a lot of content from everybody's point of view, basically.
Und von den vielen Quests und ihren Anspielungen, was ist deine liebste, Santi?
I think I have to go with the Imperial March.
Du meinst die Star Wars Quest, wo man die Melodie mit den Kirchglocken läuten muss? Warum speziell die?
It was something because I added it in the first iteration. There was no hint. There was no quest like name or description. It was just church bells. And then I got kind of a lot of backlash. I was like, this is too hard. It's too hard. And I was like, but it's fun. And then we kind of went the opposite way where we had like a progression bar that showed every step.
And that sucked. That really sucked.
And wow. Yeah, then it kind of like, there's nothing in this joke anymore. And then we kind of went to the middle way where there's like a hint in the name. And then I think it was like the first day on release day, there was someone streaming that found that event and completed it in like a really natural way. And that was, it felt really good that, okay, this is, it works. It works to have this kind of obscure event that has a reference, but a reference in a weird way. It's church, and then you get this lightsaber.
Was ist mit dir, William?
My favorite event is probably the Wolfenstein, the granny.
Oh, yeah.
That really started out as like, I think we said like, we want a house here, a farmhouse, and on the porch it's going to be an old granny with a shotgun that shoots you if you get too close, like, yeah, something you just the annoying
first,
thing.
I think the first version was you were supposed to go up and knock on the door, and then door opens and there's a granny that shoots you or something like that.
Oh, right. That's true. And then it kind of grew into like, okay, she's got to protect something. What she got to protect? Like, yeah, a cellar is probably good. So what should we have in the cellar? And then you come down there and you come into this old school Wolfenstein place. And I love that with Goatsim that we can do these kinds of things. Like, suddenly you're in a pixel art game.
Okay, das ist ein witziges Level. Aber was ist mit der Mission Possible Quest, in der man einbrechen und einen Diamanten stehlen muss? Da heißt ja eine Figur Santiago. Wer von euch ist dafür verantwortlich?
Yeah, I did that. It was a Casa de Papel reference. And I wanted Spanish city names. And I thought that Santiago was a nice place to feature. Awesome. I don't know. It's something about adding Santi's name everywhere. I think that's, for me, that's probably a joke for one man.
Und jetzt ist es ein Witz, den viel mehr Leute verstehen. Glaubt ihr, es gibt noch Geheimnisse in Goatsim 3, die unentdeckt geblieben sind?
People are fantastically good at finding secrets, I would say. We've seen people already speedrunning Goat Simulator 3, and it's amazing to see. People are really, really talented at playing and finding stuff.
I think I was more sure before release.
Yep.
And then after release, when you see how people, like you say, like people are really good at exploring, and but at the same time, I think it's such a dense world. There's a lot of big secrets and then a lot of tiny secrets. And if you just take a little second and look somewhere, you'll find another joke or another reference or some weirdness.
Und gibt es Content, der nie entdeckt werden kann, weil es nie ins Spiel geschafft hat?
The map itself was actually like, I think before we set the size it is today, it was actually like twice the size.
Yeah.
And we had to cut a lot of like areas and completely like different new biomes as well. We just skipped it. We'd rather fill it to the brim with stuff rather than having the player need to like ride a vehicle for a long time to get to something or like empty areas.
Vielleicht ja etwas für die Zukunft. Habt ihr schon Pläne, wie Goatsim 3 weitergeht? Werden es wieder DLCs wie im ersten Teil?
We're taking the time now to listen to the players, seeing what's coming in, what people like, and kind of like building a roadmap that fits for us and also that players want. But we definitely will be doing some updates and some fun things in the future.
We had so many ideas. And we have a backlog of dead or postponed ideas as well. That's just waiting for the perfect day to like be implemented.
Und nach dem Goatsim 3 kommt dann Goat Simulator 5?
Maybe we've had enough of jokes for after this project. I think Goat Simulator in itself is a kind of like a, the humor in Goat Simulator is very like, as we said, it's very wide and you can joke in lots of different ways. But like making a game that's comical and fun in a well-written way, that's a lot harder.
Mensch, dann bleiben wir gespannt.
Ja, genau. Santi, William, wir hätten nur noch eine letzte Frage. Ihr habt nicht zufällig ein IKEA-Regal, mit dem wir uns zurückteleportieren können? Es ist dringend.
www.kölncampus.com